Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How the hell is everybody doing? Man, it is, what, January 11th, 2024. I hope everybody had a happy new year, had a great Christmas. Kwanzaa, all of the above. I got a particular rant then. This ain't going to be too long of an episode, but it's something that I hold near and dear to myself because of the simple fact is if you look at the bigger picture of our community, you see a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of us in this community that either have had weight loss surgery or need weight loss surgery, or, you know, you're in the process of getting weight loss surgery. And this one thing that pisses me out, you do what you got to do. You do whatever you want to do with your life. You do whatever you want to do with your tool. But one thing I want you to take in consideration, and this is what keeps me on track. I am kept on track for this very reason alone. Well, number one, of course, because I want to live and I want to have a healthy lifestyle. But if you go into any Facebook group, majority of us are on Facebook. Majority of us are in these Facebook groups where people are either wanting support for their poor behavior, or they are, you know, looking for recipes, or they are looking for support. But you got this particular percentage of people that are in our community that are looking to get their insurance approved, and it's not getting approved for one reason or another, right? You got to come up with X amount of dollars. When I got my surgery, we had to come up with $800 upfront cash. Very difficult, but you know, we got it done. All right. There are people out there that are not doing this and they can't do this. So they're being denied this life-saving surgery. You know, someone that's 400 or 500 pounds is being denied this life-saving surgery. Yet, there are people in our community. I'm not going to call the group out. I'm in the group right now just watching in bewilderment. I guess if that's the right word to use. Because they are, you know, I am going to call them out. So sleeved foodies with attitudes, or sleeved with an attitude, or something like that. It's completely chaos in that group. People are posting, oh, yeah, I just had, you know, Burger King, whatever, or I just had this, I just had that, blah, 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 blah. And they're basically insulting the fact that they had weight loss surgery and they can eat, right? Even in the description of the group, it says, we're not a support group. In their questions, when you go through your process of getting into these groups, you got to ask questions. And the groups at Bariatric Food Corner Recipe, Bariatric Badasses, both me and Sirius have these same groups and same questions where you have to go through and you got to ask these questions. You know, usually we narrow people down because I don't want somebody coming in and trying to spam our group that just made a profile in 2022. There's a certain criteria that you got to meet because I don't want bullshit in my group, right? Their group questions are like, when was the last time you shit your pants? Of course, they're trying to weed out people who are sensitive. Of course. Big deal. Their group isn't what pisses me off. Their behavior is what pisses me off. Because what they're doing, while the people that would kill just to have a chance to have a surgery, the people who are morbidly obese, would do anything they could just to have the chance to be where you are at, yet you're fucking it up and you are not using your tool as it should be used. So it's like, given, you know, you have somebody who is poor, very poor, barely hanging on to life, barely paying rent, barely making their car payments, and then you have somebody who has millions of dollars who's pissing it all off doing stupid shit. You do, like I said, you do what you got to do with what you have. That's your choice. But if you are in a position where you want to be on track, you want to be on top of the world when it comes to your surgery, when it comes to your tool, you need to take into consideration the people out there that would die to fucking be you. There's a lot of people in our community that would give anything to be me right now, to have had RNY 10 years ago, and to be on track, and to have just to be at my goal weight, because that's where I'm at right now. Remember this: before you pick up that fucking donut, before you pick up that Pop-Tart, whatever, there are people out there that want to be you, yet you're eating that donut, or you're eating that Pop-Tart, or you're drinking that liquor, or whatever. Do me a favor, go into one of those groups on Facebook and research insurance. I think just the phrase insurance will do enough, and the amount of people that phrase is attached to in these support groups on Facebook. I say Facebook because you can search topics by just putting them in the search bar. You can find out, oh, I've been denied, I'm poor, 500 pounds, I've been denied, and I don't I would give anything to be, just to get approved. Really horrible, very sad. People are dying. But why these people are dying? Other people's in these sleeve foodies with attitudes are just fucking off. And yeah, I'm gonna promo them. I don't care. They got almost 50,000 fucking members. I don't care. That's 50,000 members that are like being irresponsible, inhumane to themselves. Do what you do with what you got. Don't matter. But if I see shit, I'm gonna call it out, and it's gonna be. It's gonna be bad. So I love you guys very much. Just trying to promote some type of motivation in the bariatric badass community, reminding you how important it is to take care of yourself and remember that there are people out there that want to be you. And while you are making these poor choices, the people out there would give anything to be able to make the good choices and live longer, add an extra 10 or 20 years to their life. I love you guys very much. Please comment on this episode if you would, please. Of course, follow the podcast, TikTok, Bariatric Badass on TikTok. On Facebook, of course, Legendary Bariatrica. We've been that way for a long time. Instagram is Bariatric Badass. Cherise, on the other hand, Cherise, my lovely partner, right now, of course, certified bariatric and fitness nutritionist. She's also certified yoga therapist, as well as she is going to school right now to get, I believe the major is science in psychology. We are coming back, and we're coming back with a vengeance, but it's going to take some time. I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. Definitely take care of each other.